Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The second baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Finney. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Nick Eaton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Herb Bartling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Randy Gumpert. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Randy Gumpert. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting second. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting third. The right fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting seventh. The second baseman, George Meyer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field. Krivic picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Krivic. Moses moves to second. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walker throws the ball into Meyer, who tags Lodigiani trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Moses moves to third. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker, who is chasing the ball. Finney reaches third base with a triple. Moses scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Finney scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Eaton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Quell for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Herb Bartling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker, who is chasing the ball. Bartling reaches third base with a triple. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. Two outs. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bartling scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gumpert moves to second. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gumpert moves to third. Moses moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Finney hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartling picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Bartling. Krivic moves to second. George Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Eaton for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Eaton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lyons for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Owen moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Owen scores. Walker moves to third. It's 3-2, Athletics. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker scores. Radcliffe moves to third. It's Athletics, 3, White Sox, 3. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Bartling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Bartling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gumpert hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. George Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell moves to third. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL strikes out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lottigiani hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Lottigiani reaches second base with a double. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Finney hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Etten hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Finney. Appling reaches second base with a double. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. George Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Irv Bartling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Bartling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it and throws to home to get Johnson. Werber moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gumpert hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Lottigiani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Radcliffe moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartling throws to second for 1, and Lottigiani throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Radcliffe scores. Krivic moves to second. 2 outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. George Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Krivic scores. Meyer moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Meyer scores. Sewell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, White Sox. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Eaton hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a pop-up towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Buxton now pitching. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Eaton scoops it up and throws to first, with Buxton covering, for the out. 1 out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Owen takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Owen moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Owen scores. Walker goes all the way around to score. Radcliffe moves to third. It's 8-3, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Bartling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Bartling hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Babe Barna pinch hits for Ralph Buxton. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wagner moves to second. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Lodigiani hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wagner scores. Moses moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, White Sox. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell fires to first and picks off Lodigiani. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.